Darling, this is so exquisite. No, I've never been here before. You know me. I've been buried under my journals, lab equipment, and medical practice since I've been out of school. This restaurant is simply divine. And they know you here. Well, I guess I should start getting used to that, shouldn't I? Oh my. Your usual table sounds marvelous. Ooh, how often do you dine here? Your table overlooks everything. Thank you, dearest. It's all so lovely. Here now. Take my hand. As beautiful as this renowned establishment is, I just want to look into your eyes tonight. We've had such a rough time of late, with the repeated rounds of questioning from the authorities after the massive amount of damage that happened at our engagement party. Everyone is so afraid of, well, poor Deborah's monstrous condition. I am just so relieved no one was hurt amid all of that violence and destruction. But let's try to put that out of our minds for now. I just want to relax and enjoy being with you. You know, this is exactly the kind of special night I've always dreamed of. Being with you, dining at the city's finest restaurant, holding hands across the table, staring longingly into each other's eyes. I am the happiest woman in the world. I suppose you're right. I guess I could tear my eyes off of you for a few seconds to consider the menu. Or perhaps you could tell me what you like best here. I don't mind you ordering for me, if you'd like. Oh, I do like salmon. That sounds delicious. Yes, very much. Thank you. I suppose you've tried an awful lot of their dishes, coming here as often as you do, with your own table reserved for you. Well, now we can come whenever you like. I'm already in love with the place. They'll get used to seeing me on your arm when you come. I'd like that very much. Do people at other tables usually stare when you've dined here before? I only just realized they're all looking at us. It's a little unnerving. Oh, I see it now. They're not staring at us. They're staring at me. They're not used to seeing you here without Deborah Lavish. I understand. I am viewed as an outsider here. And Miss Lavish is all over the news since her monstrous turn. Everyone is so shocked and appalled. But darling, I'm worried about how you are coping with all of this. It is a rather troubling situation, for you especially. You and Deborah were very close. You were almost married. And now I fear that she has come to this horrid affliction, due in part to my creation of Lola Hyde. I don't know all of the details, as I have no memory of what Lola does, but I do have suspicions that fill those gaps. And I feel that I must confess them to you. I believe that Lola threatened Deborah she may have gone as far as forcing Deborah to break off your engagement shortly before fire destroyed my building. I found myself in Deborah's bedroom after recovering from my second metamorphosis. Deborah was tied up, and I fled, terrified, and vowing never to take my serum again. I returned to my laboratory and was in the process of destroying the serum when my building was burned to the ground. I suspect that, for whatever reason, Lola Hyde left Deborah with some of my serum. Possibly a large amount of it. And perhaps while in her own transformative state, Deborah burned down my building in an act of revenge. That's what I neglected to tell the police. But I thought you should know. I'll understand. Forgive me. Oh, darling, thank you. I promise to be more open and honest with you from now on. You know my secrets now, all of them. They feel terrible for what has happened to Deborah Lavish. But I can't say that I feel guilty about being with you, engaged, and loving you every single moment. I look forward to spending our lives together. You are my soulmate. There's that rush again. Whenever we kiss like that, I get an intense feeling of power. It's one of the side effects of having Lola Hyde lurking within me. I suppose I should be more careful. It's a bit too dangerous to tempt her like that, especially when we're out in public like this. Wouldn't want you know what to happen. You know who? Popping out just now would be quite scandalous, to say the least. Darling, I've been meaning to ask you. How are you and Lola? I know you two have fun together at night. What sorts of things do you do? You can tell me. It's not like she's a completely different woman. She is part of me. My dark side. Usually buried in my subconscious. Possibly my dream self. My id, my shadow ego. Made flesh. In fact, in the name of science and for my own curiosity, I'd rather enjoy hearing what you think of her. I know gentlemen aren't supposed to kiss and tell, but I'm sure you would agree that this isn't an ordinary relationship. More sort of bizarre love triangle, I suppose. Do you have an understanding with Lola? Does she at least treat you well? I don't mean to pry, dearest, but you can understand my curiosity. She's likely been able to do so much more with you than I have. It's rather like you have a mistress. Oh, darling, I didn't mean to hurt you with that comment. It's not your fault that I have a second personality who emerges when I'm aroused. I realize Lola must be a handful for you. want you to know how much I love you. I want you to know how much I love and appreciate you for taking care of both of us. I just wish that I could be in Lola's place sometimes. To have her height and beauty, her strength and confidence, her lust for life, and what I imagine to be an aggressive sensuality. With you at the center of it all. When I am in throes of my transformation, my last thought before I slip into unconsciousness is that I want desperately to consummate our love. The growing, aching need I have always felt for you is intensified to such a degree during my metamorphosis that I cannot help myself. I am burning for you to the point that I must become Lola Hyde to satisfy these overwhelming urges. The enormous carnal longing that I feel for you to grow so tall and beautiful, so fearless and seductive, and so incredibly powerful, knowing that nothing could ever hurt me or stop me, realizing in a thrilling moment of manic biological bliss, I can do whatever I want. The freedom and the strength, it's intoxicating. Even when I know that I'll lose myself to my own subconscious at that moment, when I'm past the point of no return, I no longer care. I become a creature of lust and pleasure and limitless desire. Bottomless passion, with an explosive dynamo of energy to have my man, base and savage and wanton, giving into the most primal desire for you, my love. And why not? I can become the perfect woman for my soulmate, to show him my love. How dare you bring me here? With everyone staring at me. Because I'm not the beautiful socialite Miss Deborah Lavish. A woman who is now literally a monster. Well then, Lola wants to show them all how much better you have it now. Lola wants to show them all. Oh my, what am I saying? I don't know what's coming. Oh no, I've triggered my metamorphosis. I'm starting to change. Oh, my skin is already darkening in complexion. I didn't notice it in the warm candlelight. Oh, my hair. Oh no, 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 no. We've got to get out of here. I'm going to change in front of everyone. Excuse me, sorry. I've got to go. I'm feeling ill.
Come on, we've got to go now.
Oh, we've got to find some place we can hide. Somewhere all these people won't see me transform.
Why is your table so far from the exit?
Oh, the lavatory. Quickly. We can duck in here. It's our only chance.
Get in here. You are coming with me.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. But there's no time to argue. I know it's the ladies' room, but it's unoccupied. To be with me when I completely lose myself.
Oh, you can influence her. You are the only one who can possibly control her.
You've got to try to keep her from creating the scandal or wreaking havoc as much as you can. And just try to get her home before she causes too much trouble.
I know you can do it.
She loves you, huh, my darling.
She's coming out because she wants to play.
Can't hold her back. She's coming. Take me firmly in your arms, my love.
Hold me like change. Power. You're feeding me so much power. At last. Tonight's entertainment has arrived. Happy to see me, darling. Becoming a goddess in your arms is positively addictive. Even if I had to burst out of Angela's most tasteful ensemble. But it was worth it. To see that hungry look in your eyes. The service in this place is so damned slow. But I have a healthy couple of choice items for you to nibble on. Go ahead, lover. I don't mind being your fine dining experience this evening. That's my hungry boy. Now, while you're enjoying yourself, listen to your Lola, okay? What's the big idea bringing Angela here anyway? You both freak out when I come, and you know I come when Angela gets hot and bothered about you. First, you make her all hot with your suave soulmate ways. And then you make her all bothered by bringing her to a place where everyone's going to compare her to monster bitch Debbie. How could you not expect me to burst out and show everyone the goddess you're fucking? It's bad enough I have to be treated like some kept woman. Like I'm some hideous secret that would ruin you both. Stop trying to make me feel guilty when you two are the ones triggering me. Jeez, as if I had any say in this. Wawa just wants to be loved. Is that so wrong? But quite frankly, I'm feeling a little cheap right now, standing half naked next to the shitter. I am a goddess, you know. Not some quickie you take to the can. I appreciate the attempt to wine and dine poor little Angela Jekyll, but I should be treated with the proper devotion and respect of which I am due. Unless you anticipated this would happen. Did you? No. That wouldn't be the sort of thing that Dr. Angela Jekyll's beloved sweetie pie would ever do. Is it? Did you orchestrate all this? Did you want Angela to unintentionally trigger me here? Oh, you are so naughty. Misbehaving in such an evil, sexy way. Am I a bad influence on you, silly man? Well, tonight you shall pay for your mischievousness. So then, my love. How do you propose you get me home to hide me away? Did your brilliant scheme go that far? Let me borrow your suit jacket again to cover up this sensational bust and keep from destroying everyone's innocence along the way. Thank you. It's so sexy, wearing my man's jacket over my bare breasts where I can flash them at any second. Ooh. Now you can sneak me out to your chauffeur, just like last time after my monster bash. And away we'll ride to your palatial mansion. I'm tired of Angela's place. I prefer your bedroom and your bed. Angela can stuff her wanting to wait until the wedding. Tell her she's moving in with you. Or I can properly remind you how every evening ends when Lola Hyde is your lover. What your chauffeur must think of us. Here you are, betrothed to tiny genius scientist hag lady. And all the while you're stuffing the hottest and most powerful woman on the planet. Sucks to be anyone but you, right?